Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Turn up your radio. I got something to say.
Good morning, welcome to 3CR. My name's Helen Gwilliam, this is International Day of People with Disability, and today you're listening to Disability Pride all day on 3CR. If you're normally tuning in now to listen to Out of the Blue, they won't be here next week. This week they've generously given up their spot for the Disability Pride broadcast, and for the next half hour you've got myself and Finn Meir.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing after the rain?
Well, I fortunately made it in here okay, so that's that's good. But yes, Noel was struggling to build his ark yesterday. So
it was. It was a challenging day for us. I hope everybody's safe and warm and dry now. Finn and I are going to have a bit of a chat this morning about a topic that is current this week, voluntary assisted dying. And we're going to talk about that because the legislation's passed, but also when we look back at 2017 in disability activism, it was a pretty controversial topic. So Finn and I are going to have a bit of a retrospective of that debate this year. And if the topic of euthanasia is not one for you, then come back to us in about half an hour for Out of the Pan with Sally. And if you do feel upset or depressed or in any way, of course, talk to someone you trust. Or if you feel you do need any assistance, call Lifeline on 13 11114. But if you're up for listening to a discussion about this year's debate on voluntary assisted dying, we'll be back in just a minute. Disability Day on 3CR, 12 hours of community radio by, for and about people with disability.
Most of the time, if you call up and say, is this place accessible for a person in a wheelchair, or is it accessible for a person with a vision impairment or other disabilities, most of the time they would say yes, and most of the time the venue is not accessible because they don't know what accessible is.
Welcome back. You're listening to 3CR on Disability Pride all day today on 8:55 a.m. and 3CR Digital. And we're going to talk, because I'm here with Finn Meir from the Boldness. Morning, Finn.
Morning.
So we're going to talk about this week's passage of the Voluntary Assisted Dying Bill in Victoria and have a bit of a retrospective over some of the debates between disability activists and this bill over the last year. So just to talk about the general idea to begin with, voluntary assisted dying is a form of euthanasia. It is a voluntary form, so that means it's supposed to be conducted with the consent of the patient. That's, I suppose, the main feature of it. Voluntary assisted dying, or voluntary active voluntary euthanasia, is legal in some other countries. It's legal in Belgium and Luxembourg and the Netherlands. And so in Victoria, it will come into force in about 18 months, I think sometime mid-2019. And it will work by, it'll only be available to Victorians who are over the age of 18. Those people must be capable of making decisions about their healthcare and about accessing voluntary assisted dying. They must be suffering from an incurable illness, which causes intolerable suffering, and be expected to live for less than 6 months unless they have a neurodegenerative condition, in which case that will be extended to 12 months. And disability alone is, under this legislation, not grounds for access to assisted dying. But clearly people have some concerns around that. Now, Finn, what would you say from your experience of the debate this year have been some of the concerns people have?
Well, I think people are generally concerned that the legislation, if it comes, or will mean that people with disabilities are considered less than other people, and hopefully, I think some of the concerns are this could lead to a sort of slippery slope argument where once the legislation comes in, it'll be extended to more people. And I think people generally are not, well, I mean, our people within the disability community perceive this as people saying that their lives are worthless, and that, you know, they should have dignity in life rather than dignity in death.
Yeah, so there's I guess an underlying debate around people with disability not having really great healthcare some of the time, or some people, and so that you find yourself in a position where you can't get access to the proper checks that mean you avoid terminal illness in the first place.
Yeah, well, what I found interesting was a number of the cancer screening, screenings are not actually accessible to people, and I think we've got a grab to play shortly about that.
We do. Let's play that now. This is Craig Wallace, who was president of People with Disability Australia, is now working. Where is Craig working now? He's working with. I did have that somewhere. This is actually, he's involved with Lives Worth Living, which is a disability advocacy group which is speaking out about euthanasia and eugenics. So this is Craig with his perception on, you know, how this debate can be quite complex.
Look, I think there is a misnomer that's being put around that the anti-euthanasia argument is being run by a cabal of right-wing religious activists who don't have a motivation in human rights. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm an atheist, I'm a human rights activist, I've never been particularly religious, and I oppose this because I believe that there are real and present dangers for the human rights of people with disabilities if euthanasia were to be legalised in a toxic climate in Australia without the proper safeguards that don't seem to materialise in any of the legislation that we've seen, and without clear definitions of who'd be covered by it. I think it's a really problematic argument to say that just because you oppose euthanasia, that you're somehow part of a religious conspiracy. The reality is that there are large numbers of activists around Australia, including queer Crip activists out of Melbourne, including atheists, including people who are human rights activists, who are actually coming out on this issue and saying, look, this is potentially about us and it's deeply concerning to us on a human rights basis. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, hardly a right-wing religious document, talks about in Article 10 a right to life and bodily integrity of people with disabilities. And it does that because our rights to exist and to maintain control of our bodies are regularly threatened by the medical profession. They're threatened by physios, by specialists, by people who tell us what is good for us. One of the long-standing slogans of the disability rights movement from the beginning has been nothing about us without us. That is why every time somebody talks about, oh, this will be in the hands of a couple of doctors and psychiatrists, we get really, really worried. The other thing that we get worried about is considering this issue on its own in the absence of a discussion about disability supports. To suggest that people with disabilities have the same choices as other people is to deny the fact that the support system is broken. I don't think that anybody has ever said that better than the late Stella Young when she said, I don't want death with dignity until we have lives with dignity. Well, damn right.
That was Craig Wallace there, former president of People with Disability Australia, and someone who is, I think, a thoughtful person who's concerned about the implications of voluntary assisted dying and euthanasia for the disability community. I think he's expressing there what I think a lot of us feel quite conflicted around in this debate. Personally, I would normally, well, I do, I'm pro people having autonomy at the end of their lives if they are suffering terribly and there is no likelihood of that being changed. But at the same time, I acknowledge that a lot of my comrades in disability are very, very fearful about what this might bring, about the healthcare disadvantage that might lead them to having to access this kind of getting this support at the end of their lives when they haven't had it during. And I totally acknowledge it.
Yeah, it is tricky for people when they haven't had a level of support throughout their lives, and then suddenly, you know, you're given the right to die when you're terminally ill. So I mean, it is very tricky to strike the right balance, and is it even possible to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the protections, and I think we have to acknowledge that the grabs that we're paying today from some people were comments made over the last year before the final bill was agreed this week. And the final bill does limit this in most circumstances to 6 months, and in some circumstances 12 months. You have to be accessing it in a situation where you are clearly terminally ill, which should provide, I think, some protection for some people.
It does also, I think the 12-month period around is for people with motor neurone disease and MS can access it after 12 months.
Yeah, if two physicians believe that they are likely to die within 12 months. And you're listening to 3CR. We are talking about this week's voluntary assisted dying bill and what that might mean for people with disability and the debates that have been going on in the last year in the disability community. And just to come back to your point and Craig's point earlier about healthcare, I've got some stats here. There was a community advocacy group, Access for All Alliance, that undertook a survey about 10 years ago now, about whether there were adjustable height examination beds in Australia. And of the 14,000 beds they found at the time of examination beds, there were only 720 or so in Australia that were actually adjustable height, which means that for most people with disability, particularly women with disability, and you're looking for, you know, having those kind of preventative healthcare checks, it's actually very difficult to get the preventative healthcare that would find out that you're in danger of developing some sort of terminal illness. And so this is the argument that Craig was making, that people with disability are in many ways excluded from meaningful and effective and accurate and modern healthcare. Mm. And that there is therefore this feeling that people are either indirectly or directly going to be kind of hastened into using this process, and when they should have had more support during life.
Yes, that's definitely an argument that a lot of people do feel that, that they don't have the support they don't have the support they need during life. So, why bring about death quickly?
And Craig also mentioned activists in Melbourne who had been expressing their concerns in the lead up to the Victorian legislation.
Some of them, I think, went to Parliament, didn't they?
They did. Let's hear from them now. This is Samantha Connor, Jackie Brown, and Anne Rassenberger from Not Dead Yet on the steps of Parliament House. This is before the final bill was agreed.
We're here today to talk about assisted suicide from a perspective of disabled people. We believe that this is a lethal form of discrimination, and that we are the people who are very likely to die from the result of mistakes and abuse. We have information and personal experience of having a degenerative disability. We understand that we don't have the right to live often. We live in poverty. We don't have support. And we really believe that we need to do something today to speak about those issues and many other issues, because our voices aren't being heard. We're fighting against a really big and powerful lobby, which is mostly comprised of non-disabled people who are afraid of being like us. And we're really hoping to bring some awareness to Parliament today to help the people who are decision makers understand that we really need to have our voices heard, because we are the people who matter in this conversation.
So I'm here on the steps of Parliament today to oppose assisted suicide laws in Victoria, because they're going to be really harmful for the disability community. We can't have assisted dying when we don't have the resources that we need to live and live well. And I'm really concerned particularly what it means for young people with disabilities who may be going through a difficult time, as a lot of young people do. When, you know, going through crises and having some mental health issues, and what it means for them and their families when they're going through this kind of stuff, and yet they can apply to die on the basis of their impairment. And we've seen this happen in America, and we've seen this happen in Switzerland and other places in the world where this legislation has come into place, where young people have opted to use the legislation when really what they need is crisis supports and supports to help them live well and not to die. And I'm also concerned for people with acquired disabilities that may be going through a time of grief and loss as they adjust to their new bodies or minds. And there is only a 10-day waiting period to get approved for this legislation in Victoria, so it's a really short turnaround time. What does that mean for people who are going through an acute depressive phase but will actually come out of it and find ways of living with their new bodies and minds and having a fulfilled sense of self and fulfilled life, and yet they're going to be able to apply for this legislation and die. So I'm really concerned about how it frames disabled lives as inherently less than other lives, and when we live in a world that values us in a myriad of ways as being less than non-disabled people anyway, I really think it's opening up for a really, really dangerous and lethal space for people with disabilities. So I'm a fabulous queer and a feminist, and my politics is left-wing in a lot of ways, but on this one issue, I'm united with people that I wouldn't normally have anything to do with, because I'm so concerned about what this issue can mean for my disability community.
Hi, my name's Anne Rassenberger, and I'm a person with Asperger syndrome, but I'm also a holder of a Master of Special Education, and I work with a group of children who have special needs, and I'm concerned that this bill isn't representing the true concerns of people that it will affect the most. I'm concerned that people at the end of their life won't feel they can have a say, that vulnerable people with mental health issues won't be able to speak out.
You're listening to 3CR. It's Disability Pride, and we have our special broadcast all day today. If you're normally expecting to listen to Out of the Blue at this time, they've generously given up their spot, so they won't be with us this week. You're here instead with me, Helen Gwilliam, and Finn Meir from The Boldness. And we're talking, we're looking at a bit of a retrospective now that the voluntary assisted dying legislation has passed in Victoria, about how people engaged with the debate this year from the perspective of disability. And as that grab there from Samantha, Jackie and Anne from Not Dead Yet demonstrates, that it is has been a really, I think, difficult debate for a lot of people who would normally find themselves on the progressive side of politics, and the perception that by raising questions about euthanasia and voluntary assisted dying, that somehow you dropping your progressive politics is, I think, really challenging and unfair.
And also it says, you know, people opposed to people claiming people are right, you know, right wing and religious zealots and all the rest of it. They're saying that, well, you know, that you're denying my right to a dignified death, and by opposing it, which doesn't always sit well with people, because I mean, people with disabilities, in a sense, want autonomy.
Well, that's true, and there are other views on this, and I think it is also fair to point out that a lot of those comments were made during the debate. The bill itself was, there were amendments made on the way through in Parliament, which means that it should be the case that you can only access the legislation if there is agreement that you are likely to pass on anyway within 6 months from an illness. You should not be able to access this legislation merely because of disability or mental illness. But people obviously have had poor experiences around disability and their interactions with the healthcare system, and are feeling that there is always room for this to go very wrong for us, because a lot of things do go very wrong for us in the healthcare system.
But there are people as well that's very true. But there are people as well who suggest that the safeguards in this legislation will be okay for people with disabilities, so we won't die unnecessarily.
Yeah, that's really important, Finn. I think it's important. So one of the, I guess, the key issues to point out around the process of the bill was the Victorian government did set up an independent panel to look at the proposed legislation, or the proposals from the Law Reform Commission, from a range of perspectives, and that did include disability. And Tricia Maloney, who's a well-known advocate, was appointed to that bill, I think, essentially to represent a disability perspective.
But yes, but someone did raise a point. A disability activist raised a point. It may very well have been Robin Eames, who said that she wondered how many people with disabilities had actually been consulted around the bill, whether it was just, was it Trish's lone voice? And that's not to pick on Trish, that's not to suggest to pour scorn on Trish at all, but just wondering whether the process was consultative.
Yeah, and I think it's a very good point. I'll just read out a couple of quotes from Trish from The Guardian from the last month when the bill was starting to go through Parliament. And she's quoted as saying, "This is not about access to healthcare," which obviously, as we've already discussed, is where people are saying, well, how is this going to work? She's saying, "This is about the right to be treated as autonomous adults, as enshrined in Victorian legislation and the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disability. And disability alone will not be a reason to ask for assisted dying. This may be relevant when people acquire a disability in later in life and have a period when they struggle to adjust. Miss Maloney Tricia says it takes a while to accept that having a disability isn't necessarily that bad. Life is worth living. And so I think she was very conscious of this perception that people might be able to access the legislation when they are struggling to come to terms with what their disability means for them, and feeling that life isn't worth living. But I think, as you suggest, a lot of people are saying the safeguards that have been put in now should be enough to prevent that being an issue. I think what it's saying is that we have to stay on top of this for the next 18 months while the legislation's being really put in place.
Yeah, I don't think you've got... I think remaining vigilant and looking at where this debate actually goes and how the bill progresses is what activists have to watch for, and obviously protect the rights of people with disabilities along the way.
Yeah, so we absolutely have to demand that all information about this bill and the system when it comes into place is accessible to people in formats that they can use and understand. And potentially there needs to be advocacy services, independent advocacy services in this process, that I'm not really clear at the moment how that is going to work for people how we become absolutely sure that somebody is making a request, understands the implications, and is making it independently and freely. We need to be sure about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not really clear from whether doctors can really appreciate that or not, or whether there needs to be a third party involved.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to 3CR. I'm Helen William, and I'm with Finn Meir. We're having a bit of a retrospective for Disability Pride on one of the, I suppose, the biggest debates in Victoria, particularly this year. It was around the Voluntary Assisted Dying Bill. If this topic is distressing to you in any way, please talk to someone. If you're feeling down or upset, please talk to someone you trust. If you feel you need immediate assistance, please call Lifeline on 13 1114. We'll just play a bit of music and then we'll come back and wrap up the show.
Pushing up, pushing up, to the dirt just like a seed, but you're never quite a flower. You feel more just like a weed, driving through, driving through. You want to know where you are going, but the windshield's always dirty, and you never get to see. What makes you think that you'll ever get there? What makes you think you deserve to know? Who are you really? Are you so important? Take a look around and watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. Advice. You have no clue what you're doing. Moral compass, it is spinning. An identity unhinged. Where to turn? Where to turn? There are so many opinions, and they're all a little different, and the outlook's getting dim. What makes you think that you'll ever get there? What makes you think you deserve to know? And watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. Watch the world unfold. just like a seed, but you're never quite a flower. You feel more just like a weed.
Hi, I'm Svetlana. You are listening to 3CR Radio. Respect to brain injury women and at all women.
Sorry, I interrupted Svetlana there. You've been listening to 3CR, 8:55 a.m. and 3CR Digital with me, Helen Gwilliam, and Finn Meir from The Boldness. Thank you for listening. We've been doing a bit of a retrospective on voluntary assisted dying and the debate in the disability community over the last year. I think we've come to the conclusion that we have to stay vigilant around how this unfolds.
I don't think we've... I hope we've provided balance on the issue, because I don't think, or I certainly haven't fully come to terms with what it could mean or what it will mean.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Stay listening to 3CR all day today on 8:55 a.m. Disability Pride. Up next is Out of the Pan with Sally Goldner.
Cheers.